This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Suncor Energy will pay more than $10 million for pollution violations at its refinery in Commerce City. CPR's Sam Brash reports it's the largest air quality penalty in state history.
The state announced the enforcement package Monday. It covers hundreds of pollution releases from 2019 to 2021 and requires the company to pay $2.5 million in direct fines. The other $8 million will bolster the facility against power outages, which regulators say often trigger pollution problems. Environmental groups and nearby residents welcomed the penalty, but said it took way too long and doesn't go nearly far enough to punish the company. Meanwhile, a Suncor spokesperson says it is making progress on cutting its emissions. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A bill that helps communities respond and prepare for droughts cleared the U.S. House today. Congressman Joe Neguse is behind the bipartisan Drought Preparedness Act. It would authorize 4 more years of funding for a Bureau of Reclamation program that helps communities in the drying West.
As the Bureau of Reclamation states, tribes, and stakeholders is working towards long-term solutions, it is necessary that we continue to provide states and agency partners with every tool possible to mitigate its impacts. And that's exactly what this bill does.
Neguse highlighted the bill's support for efforts like drought contingency planning, resiliency projects, and emergency response actions. Next, the bill heads to the Senate. Denver-based resort giant Alterra Mountain Company has agreed to buy the Arapahoe Basin ski area. Alterra operates the Icon Pass. This is CPR News.